Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canale. The Charlotte Fire Department is under scrutiny for its hiring practices. Minority women there make up only a little more than 1% of all the department's employees. Of the department's 1,100 firefighters, only two are African-American women. Only one is a Hispanic woman. Activists have grown increasingly vocal about the department's lack of diversity over the last several weeks. In one notable incident, the head of the local NAACP, Corinne Mack, showed up at a fire department open house and dressed down department staff in front of news cameras. This exchange was captured by Fox 46 TV.
Showing the inconsistency,
that's a problem for me.
The challenges we have,
because I have eight people who come to me hysterically crying, emotionally upset about how they've been mistreated in this department.
And at a city council meeting this week, the first African-American woman hired by the fire department 25 years ago told city council members that the few minority women in the department are routinely passed over for promotions.
This has been going on for a while. I mean, we call them the untouchables because the city council, nobody have listened to us for the last 10 years, and nobody have done anything about it.
Well, the Charlotte Fire Chief John Hannon agrees there is a problem, but he may disagree with the notion that the department isn't doing anything about it. Here to explain more is the fire chief himself, John Hannon. Thank you for taking the time.
Nick, thanks for having me on the show. It's nice to have the opportunity to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So fire departments across the state are suffering from lack of minorities in the ranks. This isn't just in Charlotte. In fact, just this week, leaders in Fayetteville called for an independent review of their fire department's hiring practices as it relates to minorities. But I want to ask, what is the issue within your department?
Nick, and first, it's not even across North Carolina. It's across the United States. Every fire department in the U.S. is challenged with this, with bringing in good minority representation on their fire department.
And so why is that?
I'm not sure. We've been challenged with this for years. It's letting the African-American community and newer to Charlotte, the Latino community, know there's a place for them on the fire department.
Well, do you think it would have anything to do with the way firefighters are hired and the way the department trains them and brings them into the department?
I don't know if it's so much that. If you want to become a Charlotte firefighter, you sign up. You take a written test. Everyone that passes, and it's usually about 70, 75% pass, they go to a physical agility test. Now, when you give the written test, you have to give them a minimum of 8 weeks before you put them through the physical agility test because they have to see what there is to it, and you have to give them a chance to get ready, and you have to give them multiple opportunities to take it because it's a tough test, but it's a tough job. We can't hire somebody as a firefighter that can't swing an axe, that can't breach a door, that can't drag another human being out of a burning building.
So, yeah, that's a very long process. It takes many weeks. There's a lot of different steps. Maybe takes months?
Yes, it does.
Takes months. So that might be a barrier for some people. You've said that the department is starting these initiatives to bring teenagers into the department in CMS.
Right.
But does the department have anything that is targeting specifically minorities or minority women?
Yes. We work CIAA. We work the traditionally African-American colleges.
You mean you have like outreach?
Yes, absolutely. But a lot of times when they're at the end of college, it's almost too late for us. They have an idea of what they want to do. We need to find people that are interested in this, or they won't follow the process through. That's some of our problem. Recruit school is tough. You know, the turnout gear is heavy. You know you're going to have a helmet on, and once you're through recruit school on a fire truck, you're going to have a helmet on sometime every day because our companies are so busy, they all run multiple calls. So, you're not going to keep your hair nice. You can't have long fingernails. You can't have colored nail polish. You've got to connect with the folks that want to do this to get them through the process and get them successfully into it.
Well, finally, why is it so important, or is it important, for the Charlotte Fire Department to have minority women represented in its ranks?
It's important to reflect the people you serve. You want to reflect the whole demographic, everyone. I mean, it's Charlotte's fire department.
John Hannon, he's the fire chief of the Charlotte Fire Department. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.